It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
There's a quarter on the ground. Will you bend down and pick it up?
Yeah.
Because I will not.
Oh my God, look at this guy.
Wills and won'ts. Will eat a Cobb salad in a movie theater.
Yep.
Won't pick up a quarter.
No, I cannot tell you the last time I used a coin in a transaction. Did I flip a coin once in the last 3 years? What? I think I've used a coin flipping app more recently than I've used a coin.
I'm going to have a trail of quarters from here to your car for $10. You're going to pass those 40 quarters, not pick a single one of them up, and then I'm going to take them.
I would rather you give me $3 on one of these apps than you give me $10 in quarters.
Wow. This is not a mindset to become a millionaire.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Happy Friday?
Yeah.
Are you questioning that?
A little bit. Happy Friday.
You're the Friday part or the happy part?
You know, the Friday part.
Okay.
We're back in studio.
You've got your clock.
I do have my day of the week clock.
I haven't had it more confident,
but I haven't had it for weeks at training camp.
Also, it doesn't feel like a Friday, right?
I don't know.
For me, it doesn't because of camp.
That's right.
Like yesterday being the final day of camp felt like, well, it's also Friday. It's the final day of the week. It is not the final. It's like, you know, there's another show tomorrow, and then a preseason game on Saturday. So
yeah. So
that's why it doesn't feel like a Friday.
Busy time. It's also maybe not happy because maybe this is the annual show every year where we say, should we get rid of the preseason? Really? Should we get rid of it?
We can't get rid of it because I think the radio industry as a whole, I mean, listen, they've lost the should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame as a topic. Should they pay college athletes?
Yeah, it's gone.
Like the longtime staples of sports radio are getting picked off here. We can't lose.
Pay college players.
Right. We can't lose should we get rid of the preseason.
Playoff. I'm trying to think what they work. Pay college players.
Yeah, what's like the Mount Rushmore of sports radio topics? Is Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, paying college athletes, the NFL preseason, and fixing all-star games.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Every year, you know you're going to have those four.
Yeah, that's probably right.
So if you take the preseason from me, no, leave it, right?
Well,
I mean, people watch it. I saw a thing yesterday at the Hall. This every year. This is another every year thing. The ratings at the preseason games. The Hall of Fame game did better ratings than every Stanley Cup final game except for two and every NBA final game this season that wasn't a finals game.
Yeah. I'm not saying because it's bad football. I'm saying because of the roll of the dice that is see if you get through without any injuries.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Richardson, I guess he's not going to miss that much time. It's a dislocated pinky. On a play where he got lit up, and meanwhile, Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow lit up the Eagles.
Yeah.
But I saw, is it two guys whose season ended last night because of ACL injuries? One guy on the Ravens. Like, I didn't get all the way through what happened in the Seahawks-Raiders tie.
Yeah, it was a tie.
They tied.
No, I only saw that Geno Smith got a nice ovation from the Seahawks crowd.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, last night made me nervous. Because while we treat Josh the certain way that he should be treated, which is don't play at all, maybe don't play at all, maybe get a couple of snaps. Here's Rashawn Slater. It didn't happen in a preseason game, but the Chargers left tackle the year.
Yeah.
Woof.
Brutal.
Yeah. It's tough. So you are in the time of year where I know you can get hurt during the regular season, but at least those games are meaningful. And if you get hurt when you're playing games that are meaningful, that's just going to be unfortunate. When you get hurt during this stuff, it feels unfortunate and unnecessary. I know the Ravens guy they lost is a sixth-round corner.
Yeah,
but
right.
And
right.
I learned last night watching the game that the Ravens had 5 sixth-round picks.
Yes, last year. Yep.
5 sixth-round picks. One of them out for the year. So I ask one of the other four guys to play corner, I guess. But it just... It's hard not to get nervous about it all because I started to say, we think about Josh in this way. Hey, Josh not playing. Okay, great. All right. Everybody else is going to play a little bit. There are 15 players where if they were out for the year, it would feel like a real big blow. I mean, I don't have to list them because I don't want to exactly tell you who, if they did get hurt, it would be okay.
Right.
But, you know, this is not a team of... There are four superstars that can't get hurt and a lot of other replaceable pieces. The build of this team is a little bit like 1-11th, right?
They,
on both sides of the ball. And and play together. And if your weakest link is your weakest link, like how have they lost the last couple of years? It's a couple linebackers are out, and they don't have
right
guys to make up for that. And last year it's Benford goes down. He's one of your stars. But still, I don't know. I'm probably rambling about it all, but I'm just thinking about, man, just get healthy. Shakir got a high ankle sprain at the Blue and Red.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can avoid it, but I just – whatever. We didn't have a preseason in the COVID year, and the season went off, and it was fine. And people might have said it was bad football at the beginning. They say that every year. So enter my nerves for tomorrow. I'm now nervous.
Well, I think they are a team that, like you said, like I feel like they are capable of overcoming any singular injury. But it's the volume of them. It would be like the linebackers a couple of years ago, the corners. Like if you get two or three at one position group, then that can sink you. But one guy, I think almost anybody on this team, you know, not to say anybody getting injured is okay, kind of like the Chargers yesterday. They lose Rashawn Slater. That's a huge loss for them. They're going to move Joe Alt to left tackle.
It's huge.
Yeah. But can they overcome that? If it's just that one and the other offensive linemen stay healthy over the course of the year, like I could believe that. But if you told me now that Slater's hurt and I get another injury to a lineman and then another injury to a lineman with the Chargers, I'm like, okay, well, I could sink them. That Herbert's going to be running for his life at that point. But one guy, maybe you can overcome that. The problem for the Bills might be that there are a lot of guys hurt right now. But, you know, luckily, the Shakir injury, the Hairston injury, these guys are expected back by week one. I think Shakir, that's more so true of. So, yeah, it's mostly an exercise for me in – let's see what the depth guys look like, the guys that are fighting for roster battles. It's kind of the XFL, isn't it? Or the UFL, I should say. Like, tomorrow is the UFL with NFL uniforms on.
Yeah.
Like, these are guys that are not impact players in the NFL. It should be more for them. It should be, you know, what's Summer League in the NBA? Those aren't guys, those are rookies.
But there are some
depth guys.
Some guys do play, right?
Yeah, but they're the rookie guys, right? Like, it's, you know, it's Cooper Flagg who went number one overall.
Right.
So, yeah, you put your top rookies in, but your good veterans, they don't play in that thing. And that, to me, is kind of the way I think coaches should treat the NFL preseason more and kind of have been, which is this isn't for my 30-year-old stud who's been doing this for 8 years. This is for all my guys battling for roster spots and my rookies that are getting adjusted to the NFL. Like, that should be who it's for and only who it's for.
That said, Dawkins plays.
That they're going to play all of them except for Josh, right?
Right, pretty much.
A little bit.
Right, Dawkins plays, Knox, Kincaid, Palmer. They're all, on the offensive side, they're all playing. I mean, if we're going down the list of who's important, everybody but Josh is going to see action, maybe not James Cook, and maybe not Spencer Brown, right, because of him coming back a little bit late. We'll see about him.
That's why I wonder, like, the starters, what about, like, Terrell Bernard has been missing time.
Yeah, I feel like he should not play.
He's on the list. Is Milano on the list? Is Trey White on the list? Like, I wonder where, like, starters, does that mean all the starters or most of the starters?
The story on both Milano and Trey White, as you pointed out yesterday with Sal, is that they're both playing amazingly. And whatever, especially with Milano, how fast he's playing, I feel like I don't think he needs to get to full speed against the Giants on a Saturday afternoon.
No.
So that's a guy that's been injured a lot the last two seasons. Take him out. I don't want to play him.
Right.
It all makes me nervous. It's all,
I'll be fine.
Because all that can happen is bad stuff. What good can come of the preseason?
What is the best
thing? The good stuff doesn't matter. The bad stuff wrecks your year. What's the reward here, folks? And yet here's Joe Burrow, like, playing and throwing darts to Ja'Marr Chase to prove a point. The Bengals are doing that for narrative.
Right.
It's not a big enough sample to say it's because he doesn't play in the preseason. There are plenty of guys that don't play in the preseason.
They might believe that that's costing them, don't they?
They probably believe it. I bet they believe it.
I bet they believe it, and I bet, you know, maybe they think they'll have more confidence going in to the regular season if they've lit up backups in the preseason, which, you know, they're off to a good start on that. I mean, you could have the best that could happen is you feel great about something individual
and
on Monday. Like, if even if it's Trubisky, if Keon Coleman comes out and catches five passes and one's a long one and the other is a touchdown and he jumps over a guy making a catch, you know, how are you going to feel on Monday? How's everyone going to feel on Monday? Like, oh, Coleman, let's go. It might not even be meaningful, but it'll be about, you know, it's like another episode of Hard Knocks. Right. This is just meant to make you feel good, basically.
Right, right.
If it goes well.
But it is fake. And
sure.
It's sure. Fake. None of it actually.
They're not running their plays, and no, it's right.
I mean, we don't even get the spot where you go to a game because it's kids' day and they get to see Josh Allen throw passes. Like, the Bills aren't going to do that this year. So
if Josh walks around the crowd and he just with a football and he throws passes back and forth?
It wouldn't shock me at all if he did do that. Like, he should. He probably will. He probably plans to do that, right?
All right. Like, in the stands? I mean, in the stands.
Oh, well.
Go around the stands. Like how Billy Buffalo does. Josh and Billy Buffalo just walking around the stands, shaking hands, kissing babies, throwing balls.
He's going to want to stay on the field where he can get some level of protection and space, personal space.
He's got Billy Buffalo.
Yeah,
protection.
Right. As his muscle?
Yeah.
Yeah, stay away from Josh or else the Buffalo. We'll let the
Buffalo. By the mascot.
But let the Buffalo loose. Anyway, 803-0550 if you want to join us. We'll talk with Chris Brown coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. And Joe Goodberry, who covers the Bengals at 7:30, to talk about their preseason. Again, like, the Bengals here are trying to prove a point. That last night was not nothing. And I saw Brett Coleman point out something that, you know, he's kind of similarly minded to most people, which is, you know, nothing that happens in the preseason means that much. However, maybe you get small indicators. And here are a couple indicators. Burrow and Chase, amazing and unstoppable. Not surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Also happened in that game last night, the Eagles' second team moving it at will against the Bengals' defense. Which,
yeah,
you know, does that have to mean anything? Not necessarily, but Cincinnati's defense was a mess last year. They're trying to fix it, and if they can get to respectable, then they'll be a contender. But we'll see what Joe Goodberry has to say about that at 7:30, because Cincinnati is probably one of the wild card teams. I don't mean that in like a wild card spot.
Although probably,
yeah,
right.
They might be where they land, but they're a true wild card team. You know, the listed teams below Bills, Ravens, Chiefs. There are a couple in there that I would use as wild card teams. Again, maybe I should use a different phrase because they are wild card X factors, uncertain potential stock risers, potential party crashers. How's that?
The potential party crashers.
Yeah, the party crashers. That's the Bengals, the Broncos, the Chargers. Am I out?
Some would say. I would not say. But some would say the Steelers.
All right,
probably
fine.
For that.
If I gave it to you, that's fine.
The Patriots?
Like, the Patriots, sure. Throw them in the bucket. The second bucket of teams that's, you know, to varying degrees, who's going to be the next team that rises into the group fighting for the AFC? And, man, the Chargers took a big hit on that yesterday with Rashawn Slater. Like, that's just huge. It's massive. And the Bengals are out here trying to start fast. The Bengals are a team that always plays terribly at the start of the season. Zach Taylor's record in September is abysmal. Joe Burrow's record in December is unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're always fighting from behind to try and make it in. Last year they missed by a game.
Right,
it's all whatever. We're getting there.
Would you take them winning the division?
The Bengals?
Is it good or bad if they win the division?
It's bad.
Because they win the division, you might say, oh, that's good because Baltimore is now going on the road in the postseason. So good luck with that, Ravens. But the downside is the Bengals are back. If that's the case, right? And is that the part why I'm saying no? Because the Bengals would be back?
Yes. We had this conversation about the Chargers.
Pretty much.
What was your poll? Like, what would be better?
It was 50-50.
The Chargers get legitimately good and challenge the Chiefs, or status quo, the Chiefs can have their division, but you don't have an additional good team in the AFC.
Right.
And it feels like the same conversation with the Ravens here, and my answer is the same. Like, you know what? If there's only three good teams, that would be ideal. It doesn't feel like that can last that long, though.
Yeah, yeah. There's something about the idea, though. Like, even if I paired them together, let me tell you what's going to happen this season. Denver and the Bengals are going to win their divisions. How do you feel?
Terrible.
Terrible, because I'm gonna feel like, ooh, man, the Bills, it is set up for them. You're telling me their two biggest – the two best teams behind, next to them in the AFC are going on the road to start the playoffs?
Yeah, I feel terrible. Because if that happens, I think the likeliest scenario is that an NFL power ranking has 8 of the 10 best teams in the AFC.
Well, I mean, isn't that all of a sudden already the case?
Maybe, but all of a sudden, right, Denver last year was a tough wild card team. They were a good team.
Yeah.
In the years before, the Bills had played Skylar Thompson Dolphins and Mason Rudolph Steelers. And
old man Phillip Rivers.
Yeah,
the
like
Colts.
You had played wild card caliber teams, and I thought last year Denver was a legitimately great defense.
Put it this way. The Bills played 3 or even 4 Mac Jones? No, Mac Jones. Three quarterbacks in the wild card round that did not start week one of the next season.
No. Is Bo Nix the first?
I think Mac Jones Mac Jones had one more year.
Okay.
Because he had a bad year in there somewhere, and right. There was only 2 years. So
yeah, I don't think I want more good teams in the AFC. It already feels like it's a gauntlet with just the big three. And
do they have to be great though? Do they have to be like I'm afraid of them? Okay. Good. Maybe the Bengals is different for that than whoever would win the AFC West because the Bengals have beaten the Bills.
Right.
And the Bills have never like both times. Bills have not beaten the Bengals at all. Have not even really looked good against the Bengals. And they've lost the Chiefs. At least they've looked good at times against the Chiefs. They've not looked good at all, but it's only 2 games. 2 games and a quarter.
There might be a little bit of an example of this, and it's probably cherry picking, but I'll do it anyway, which is 2 years ago, the Lions were the one seed and lost at San Francisco. Sorry, they weren't the one seed. They went to San Francisco and lost in the NFC Championship game. The next year, a new team in the NFC East showed up and took a piece out of the Eagles and made their road a little tougher. And then that team
beat them.
Smacked the Lions.
Yeah, smoked them.
Right. Like, right. What would be better if the Commanders were just bad? The Lions might have had an easier way to get to that final game. Like the Lions last year had the path we hope the Bills get. And imagine that fate. That fate feels tough. You finally get there, one seed. The NFC runs through Detroit. Game one, thump.
Yeah.
Out. That happened to Baltimore.
To a rookie quarterback.
That happened, right, exactly, to Jaden Daniels. That's happened to Baltimore. That's happened to Green Bay, I think. Like, the one seed losing in the first game after the bye is, I mean, that's the gut punch of gut punches. And, you know, it might even be not quite on the level of one of the Bills losses that people get mad about, like, a certain number of seconds.
Yeah.
But the amount of disappointment to say it's all set up for you. People think the one seed's set up for the Bills. If they get it and then just had a bad day, then that's tough. And I think the most likely scenario where that does happen is if the wild card team or the four team coming in is like the Chiefs or the Ravens because the Bengals and the Broncos won the division. That sounds tougher to me.
That would not be fun. That would not be fun.
All this on the preseason. I guess it is good. We watched fake games, and I'm over here talking about like the AFC championship scenarios. But it's good to see football.
I mean, that's
good to see football back.
That's the life we live now, though, right? Like, that is the whole year is what does this mean to blank that you know, that little bracket tournament in January. That's it. Everything is towards that. And I think the one seed part of it hasn't happened yet, and I'm like not quite desperate to see what it looks like. But so you mentioned how like the Lions lost last year as the one seed. The previous, I think it's the previous 3 NFC one seeds went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Like it,
Niners,
Eagles, and maybe I skipped a year because the Rams were not the one seed. Rams were the 4 seed,
right,
actually, when they went. That is a year where the one seed lost in the NFC. Green Bay, they had to play the Niners, who were a 6. And you're right, like, that wouldn't be great. Kansas City comes in around 2 because they're a 5 seed, because their division was loaded. Sure, that wouldn't be great. But
you could also flip it around and say, what if that happened in the Bills and the Patriots just won the division? The Bills as the 5 seed, wouldn't you be thinking, like, whatever, doesn't matter. Like, this is what matters. Who cares about that? I love that the Bills are being doubted, but you take Josh Allen against anybody on the road anywhere. Who cares? You name it.
Maybe. If they're on the road,
they haven't won a road playoff.
Vibes are going to be different than if they had been on the road last year, because nobody's expecting that.
No, that's right.
My first question, if I told you right now they're going to be on the road to start the playoffs, is what the heck happened?
What happened?
What? Was there injury? Like, what were the injuries?
And then they're in the playoffs, and they have a chance, and people are just waiting to get even madder about whatever happened.
Right. Right.
Stupid preseason. There was a tie. There was
a tie, which is good. That's good. We don't want overtime.
Yeah, sure. The big conversation is going to be about Anthony Richardson today, who, if you watch that injury, there's a couple, you know, you're going to watch. Twitter is awash with film Twitter guys, film guru guys,
yeah,
pointing out, and they're not wrong, and I'm not mocking this. It's just everybody's pointing out, like, this is basic football, and Richardson missed something. You either got a slide protection, read the hot, blah, blah, blah. You get a couple different interpretations of what could have and should have happened.
Yeah.
But basically that Richardson got blown up because he's not ready. Like, that should not have happened to him. And
the free rusher coming in on him?
Yeah, should not have happened.
Okay.
Yep, should not have happened.
Because what, he should have checked it?
Well, there's a couple different things. You could slide protection. Jerry Ostrowski was texting me and Joe Marino last night about this. They're both about this. And, you know, the idea is, like, how do you not know? He should know that guy's unblocked. That's the point. The alignment comes up. You know what your offensive line is supposed, how you're going to read that. You know that player is unblocked. And he snaps the ball and looks the other way the entire time. Any quarterback in that spot should have known that player was coming unblocked. And he didn't.
Uh-huh.
And that's a problem. Like, that's a sign that you don't have enough reps. You're not, whatever.
Between the ears, right?
Sure, like, right. You're not ready. Mentally, you're not processing the game the way that you need to be at the NFL level. Or even, really, honestly, a lower level for that.
Right, because he's got no...
No awareness.
No, he has no idea this guy is coming.
It's one thing if he's going to say, I see him unblocked, watch my running back leak out behind him, and then pass it. He doesn't. He doesn't even look. It's why he gets...
Drilled.
Crunched.
Yeah.
He doesn't look. It's an unblocked player... And he doesn't know. And that's not on the offensive line. So.
Is it on the running back?
No. I mean, maybe everybody else on the field knew that player was coming unblocked and thought, like, okay, he's going to throw to the hot.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Right. The running back looks before he gets to the line of scrimmage. So. But that's what I mean. Is it possible that the running back was supposed to block and he didn't? But I'm not sure. That's a leap. It's on one of the two. I would say that.
Yep.
Because if the running back stays in there and chips him or blocks him, Richardson's got time. But that he ran the route immediately. That almost kind of implies that he either, again, didn't get the thing wrong or didn't get the thing right, or his quarterback didn't tell him that you need to stay in a block. Either way.
803-0550. We'll play a Josh Allen's comment on James Cook, which I think should not be dismissed. Allen on Cook yesterday to wrap camp. His thought on it, how he says they feel about it. I do not think you should take it lightly, because I think it does matter what Allen thinks. He says he's not making decisions. That's right. But what he thinks and what he says matters. And I thought he had a really strong message yesterday. We'll play that for you when we return. Get your phone calls. Bengals check in at 7:30, 8 o'clock. It'll be Chris Brown ahead of Bills-Giants preseason game number 1 on the way tomorrow here on WGR.